This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the Queen of Improv, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, a runner of the polar opposite, a finisher of the polar opposite, I should say, Miss Allie Mack. And over there pushing the ones and twos, our local Eagles fan, our Stranger Than Things connoisseur, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, and look, our forces combined, we are the greatest sports talk radio show in this city, and we have reasons to believe so. We have proof of that. Look, I am not going to start this show without celebrating a sweep of the New Orleans Saints, because first and foremost, that happened yesterday, and whether it's an 8-9 season or not, those don't happen a lot. The record between those two teams will tell you, because going into the first game this year, I believe it was like 56-56, if you don't count the playoff win.
Right.
If you count the playoff win, which we do because it did happen and we won it back in, I think, 91 it was, we now have a three-game lead on them. Two-game in the regular season and one in the postseason.
Yeah, I think it had been they had only won the Falcons had won, what, 5 of the last 16, I think the number was?
Yeah, something like that.
Something crazy like that, which – makes you sick to your stomach, but you're right. It was nice yesterday to get back on the winning end of things, get to season sweep. That was a hot football team. That was a really hot football team that you played against yesterday. And as maddening as some of the things were, the Falcons have done and did do, you came out with a victory. Mm-hmm. So that is something to be celebrated. I agree.
Tyler Shuck's 5-4 as a starter, Allie. Half those losses are to Atlanta. And James Pierce.
Well, and we are going to be celebrating that all morning long. But look, let's just rip the Band-Aid off, because here is the headline since we last got to hang out. There is only one today. Just hours after this win that we are celebrating today, they beat the Saints 19-17. Arthur Blank decided to part ways with head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. We want you to let us know how you're feeling. Phone lines are going to be open all morning, 404-726-0929. In this statement from the Falcons, Arthur Blank said, "I have great personal affinity for both Raheem and Terry and appreciate their hard work and dedication to the Falcons, but I believe we need new leadership in these roles moving forward." When did you guys find out? Were you shocked?
Well, it's funny because we were doing bath time last night, and Amy goes, "What do you think's going to happen?" And I said my synopsis, because I was leaning towards that people were coming back just because of some of the way I thought it could work out, and based on some of the things that I already knew in the background. And so then we got done with that. We were talking, and she's like, "Well, I don't want to talk if you're gonna be on your phone." And I was like, "Well, I'm sorry. They just fired Raheem." And she's like, "Well, you were wrong."
She dunked on you.
I gave her crap. She's like, "I was just kidding." I was like, "Trust me, I can take it. I'm very aware." And so, you know, we were sitting there having a conversation, just after about to go eat dinner, honestly. And, you know, find out that it had been done.
You should have followed that up by telling her about your sack prediction. Yeah. After she said you were wrong. You should have
Pause,
told her about
but
that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that, okay?
Nah, man, I'm with you on that. No, I was in the same boat. I was putting the kids down. Obviously did the post game to about 6 o'clock. What was it? 6:15, probably got off the air with Grant.
Yeah.
And we, you know, had a nice victorious post game show.
Yep.
And we were celebrating that and kind of wondering on air and off what the future kind of held for this team. And you know, I know that Monday is usually the day. It has a nickname. It's Black Monday, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So kind of wondered forward what that would look like today. And I think I was a little bit surprised. Not totally surprised. I think when you look at what the last couple of seasons have been and how close you could have been and how some of the situations you did kind of feel like throughout the year might have been mismanaged at mm-hmm. times. Certain things, certain aspects of the team's last couple of years have felt like a debacle. Wide receiver core has been that way. But I thought you had built up enough, you know, with the 4-game win streak to probably say, hey, look, we're at least pointing in the right direction. So when I got the news last night, I'm with Bo, I was putting the kids down, got done, kind of opened up, looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, man, here we go. So, hopped on with Mike Conte, who did a great job last night, kind of, you know, taking phone calls and talking to a bunch of people about what the news meant. And we'll try to do the same thing today. But I would say 60% surprise. 60%. I think I was leaning 60% towards him being back. But there you go. There you have it.
Were you more surprised it was both of them?
No.
Because I think, didn't we just kind of, I'm asking, did you guys think it was going to be one or the other?
Me and Mike Conte talked about this last night when I joined him. I thought if you're going to fire one, you fire the other. Terry Fontenot had two head coaches in his 5 years here. I thought that they did a good job identifying talent that fit what the coaches wanted to do, and that such. But 5 years as a GM, you were brought in here. I immediately thought that I had a problem with the way they messaged, or way Terry Fontenot and company decided to message his regime from day one. I had a problem with the we're gonna retool while competing. I had a problem with that. Because you gave yourself no out. You basically said our expectation is to be in the playoffs every year, no matter what our situation is. And that you have to be realistic about where you're at. And then in year one, it seemingly felt like you were doing that. In year two, you make whoever's decision it was, the Deshaun Watson debacle, which was really the turning point of this organization, to me, in a little bit of a downward spiral. And that was a clear rebuild year. And then you sold everyone a bill of goods in 23 about how talented you were with Desmond Ridder at quarterback, and you should have been in the playoffs that year.
Yeah. I think that probably as it sits right now, Allie, I think that's probably the way to go. But if I put myself in hindsight 24 hours ago, or maybe a little bit less than 24 hours ago, kind of around the game time yesterday, there were reports that, you know, Terry could be out and Raheem could be safe. And I thought that was a little bit of a head scratcher. I think that, you know, we've all kind of had conversations with people around the building that, you know, there's a lot of trust in the people around Terry, and that some of these people that he's made, you know, made these draft decisions. But I mean, in the end, Bo's kind of right. I think that if you're going to rip the Band-Aid off, you rip the Band-Aid off and you just say, hey, look, there were, and let me be clear, Terry made some really good moves. I think the move to, you know, to sign his name on the dotted line last year to move up and draft James Pierce, I think was a great move. And you also get Xavier Watts. People are going to, as you move towards the draft, going to say, oh, you don't have that first-round pick. I'm completely fine with that. You got two really good defensive starters out of that one pick. But you also go back 1 year and you look at the quarterback conundrum and it's like, well, what really was the game plan here? And the fact that neither part of that game plan has really worked out is crazy. And I think that when you're going to make a move like that, a huge splash move that is way different than anything we've ever seen in the NFL, it has to work out if you're the GM. And if it doesn't, nothing else is going to matter at the time, and here we sit. So it is, it's just one of those situations where I could have gone either way on him, and they make the move, and you're like, all right, I guess it makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of speculation until we get more information, and Arthur Blank will be giving a press conference on Thursday. But what I keep going back to in the video that you keep seeing on Twitter is Raheem getting that hug from Arthur Blank yesterday after the game. And the decision was made 4 hours later after that hug. Clearly, the decision was made way before then. And I think we've all been in that situation where hindsight's 20/20. We were like, oh, everyone in the room knew. Everybody in the room knew. And so my heart breaks when I see that video, but I also understand the decision. And business is business. Things have to happen the way they do. But did you know at any certain point during the season, or when do you believe this decision was made?
It's tough.
Probably the Seahawks lost when you were eliminated from the playoffs. It's easy to go back and say you can't lose 30-0 to the Panthers, and you can't lose 34-10, I believe it was, to the Dolphins. But I wholeheartedly believe if your goal was to make the playoffs this year, which obviously it was, I always thought Raheem was going to be judged for the entire season, not the final four games, not the first five games. Finishing tied for first place in the division, but the fact that you were eliminated was it the first week of December? That was it, right? That was seventh, I believe, was the day you were eliminated. That was it right there. Because that was the goal. And so you not only were you were eliminated with fashion. I mean, they beat us down.
we didn't go down swinging.
Yeah.
That was pretty, it got handled.
And so I would say that. I want to say something real quick. I know Mike wants to answer, but if you're tweeting or reading someone tweet that the Falcons are going to or should make an announcement about who the head coach and GM are going to be on Thursday, I would tell you that that is the most ignorant, asinine thing you could read. They might announce who, if they bring in someone to be a football czar, like a president of football operations, that could be announced. But they can't even interview guys yet that are on coaching staffs by Thursday. So, I mean, unless their season's over. So any of these guys in the playoffs can't be interviewed until, the new rule, I think, is after the first week of the playoffs, right? So just remember that. I think that's important to put out there.
Yeah, I think if you go back to when I probably thought that this is going to not end well, mm-hmm. I think the Seattle game is the best way to kind of look at that situation. I would even say at the point you lost to the Jets the way you did, there was really no coming back from that one, you know. And I think that people are going to look at this whole conundrum that you're in, the fact that you didn't go to the playoffs, and go, well, if you'd have changed that situation, or if you'd have changed that situation, or if you'd have switched this one thing. And all those things can be true, but you didn't.
Right.
And I think that yesterday when it came down to it, Allie, my thought process was he had a chance to hire a new defensive coordinator last year, and maybe he'll be given a chance to hire a new offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. But the bottom line is he's the one who made all those hires in the first place. And so if you're giving a guy a second chance at all of those positions, then maybe he's not the one that should be making the second choice, you know? And that's really what it kind of fell back to for me. So I will be curious, and Bo brought it up. We have a lot of time to talk about what Thursday means and when these next coaches will be selected and who it is. But in the end, I think that you look at that entire last month of the year and you have to kind of throw it out because there were meaningless games, and it just is what it is.
They were, but it was you and me 1 week ago today, Mike, talking about how it's muddy now. The decision is muddy.
For sure.
Because everything is changing.
I'll go there with you, and I thought with four games left, I thought if they go 4-0, he can save his job. I even said, I think I said it on air with you, if they're 3-1, he can't save his job. 4-0 might save his job. 3-1, he's out.
Right.
And you went 4-0 anyways, and he still got fired.
Yeah.
Which is, it is what it is, man. You didn't feel like you were headed in the right direction. And I think it was, and I'm curious to get Bo's perspective on this. We got plenty of time to talk about this. Watching the game yesterday, even though you won, gave me no reason to think that the right coaching staff was in place. Like, I was watching that game yesterday going, this is maddening.
I thought it might have been
maddening.
I thought it might have been the worst offensive game plan that Zach Robinson's had.
I think it was the worst day of offensive line play that I've seen maybe since we've been doing this show.
And
that is really going out on a limb.
And God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. And I blame a lot of that on the offensive coordinator yesterday.
Yeah.
I blame a lot of that on the scheme and the play call and what they were trying to do. I've seen good from Zach, too. I think Zach's done a good job since Kirk's took over. I didn't know what their thought process was yesterday with trying to block those two guys, knowing that our guys are going to have a problem blocking those guys, then you damn well better do something to help them. And it didn't look like they did it. But
your answer can't just be man up.
Yeah.
that's not going to happen.
But it's just not one thing or the other. This was a sum of all parts. But I do personally believe that there is a structure change coming. And this hasn't I don't want to hear about anybody other than the fact of that's in the building that goes there every day. And I do believe that if you're going to bring in a football president of football operations, which I believe something like that's going to happen, you bring that person in. And either let them be the GM or let them hire their GM/coach. And I know that there's a lot of questions about how that's going to happen.
There are so many questions, a lot to unpack today with the shakeup at Flowery Branch. We are taking your calls, covering it all morning long, 404-726-0929. We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.